News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, more funding, better education and housing in the Gaeltacht will be among the demands at the first national protest for the Irish language in over a decade. Protesters will march this Saturday from Parnell Street to Leinster House. Joining us to discuss more is Julian Despon, Ardruinní of Cunna na Gaeilge. Julian, Fáilte Dunclár, tell us why you are taking to the streets on Saturday.
Good morning, Shane. Well, on Saturday, there's going to be thousands of people taking the streets, and they want to impress upon the government that we don't believe that they're taking Irish language or Gaeltacht seriously enough, that there are huge problems with the language and with the Gaeltacht, and they need to be addressed now. Just for example, we believe that the governments over since the foundation of state have never prioritised funding for the Irish language. 0.1% is the amount they spend with Ryan na Gaeltacht, the Department of the Gaeltacht. And we believe that doesn't show it's a priority, doesn't give enough funding so that we can provide opportunities to people to be able to use Irish. I mean, at the moment, we're in a moment with NECAP, Colleen Kuhn, loads of other things. I think people are very interested in the language, but we're not, you know, making the most of that moment. And we're not providing those opportunities and ensuring that people can use Irish more, that there's more Irish more visible in their lives, and that, you know, they get they have that opportunity.
What are the other issues that are you're going to be marching about? I know housing in the Gaeltacht is a big issue for you.
Yeah, housing in the Gaeltacht is a huge issue. We know at the moment that young people don't have the opportunity to live where they're from in the Gaeltacht, and if we don't ensure that people can live in the Gaeltacht, then it's, and you know, we're losing a huge and valuable surge, and we need to address the housing in the Gaeltacht. But also, we're also looking at education, and we've been saying for years that it's a failing system at the moment, that over 50,000 students at the moment have exemptions. So we're not catering to the needs of those students. We're not catering to the needs of students who have learning difficulties. For example, why couldn't we have a system in the future where students could be able to do the Leaving Cert based on their oral Irish only if they have a written difficulty? Why couldn't we have a system that, you know, includes students who come in from other countries instead of excluding them and basically saying we want to integrate into Irish society, but Irish language is not part of that, it's not going to be for you. So we're actually creating division for the future. And we believe that that could be solved by introducing the Common European Framework Reference of Language system, which is a system, a skills-based system for learning languages, which has been used throughout, you know, Europe.
So Wales. Change how we're teaching Irish.
Yeah, basically change how we're teaching Irish, and also ensure that there's more Irish medium education available. Only 6% of students attend Irish medium education at the moment. I mean, that's it's a shameful figure when you think, you know, we've had, you know, independence for over 100 years. Wales are at 23% attend Welsh medium education, and they've a plan to increase that to 40% by 2050. We have no plan. We have no target to actually set down to make sure that more people can access Gaelscoileann.
Okay. Just very finally, you mentioned on the funding. Is there not a lot more funding for the Irish language than there was? Every time you turn on the radio now, there's an ad, Os Gaeilge. There's requirements for all government departments, government agencies to have a certain percentage of Irish speakers. Has there not been improvements made there?
Yeah, I mean, it's great that the advertising has been done, that one in every five ads is in Irish, but that was funding that's been spent on advertising anyway. That's not for, you know, making sure there's opportunities to use the language, that we have more Irish language centres around the country, that we, you know, that have more scholarships available for students to attend Gaeltacht. That's, you know, what we're at the moment is 0.1% of overall government spending. So we would say that needs to increase to 0.4% over a space of a number of years. And if we do that, we'll just make sure that people, you know, that the language will become stronger, like the way they are doing in Wales, that will be a priority in our society. And I think the public is behind that, but I think the government needs to catch up with where the public is at the moment.
I'm presuming you'd like to see as many people on the streets as possible on Saturday.
Yeah, Fáilte Roimh Gach Duine will be starting in 1:30 from Parnell Square North. And, you know, we've got over 30 buses coming from around the country. So it'll be Fáilte Roimh Gach Duine, and please do come along.
Julian Despon, Ardruinní of Cunna na Gaeilge, Gurumila Magath.